Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Got an update from Breeze a little earlier on the show with some dog training. First time yesterday. It's Team PXY, 98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
And it's all happening, Corey.
It's happening. And we talked about it early on in the show. If you weren't listening, there's a regular listener to the show who usually calls in very early. And his name is Mr. Pink. And Breeze, some of the things that he was giving, pieces of advice, just comments he had on dog training, have really stuck with you here.
Yeah.
Specifically the one about how you need to look at it as not only training the dogs, but training you.
Yeah. And the trainer that we ended up going with, shout out to literally all the listeners, because I asked for advice and suggestions about a year ago, and they sent Trisha my way, and she's amazing. And the name of her dog training, you know, company is Your Thinking Dog. So her biggest thing about it is she doesn't use like shock collars or anything like that. She likes to get in the dog's mind and figure out why they're thinking the way they are,
mm-hmm.
and focus on tells and signals and things like that. And it was really interesting to see her work. And I think one of the biggest things that I took away from it, and then talking to Mr. Pink, was this isn't going to be like, oh, I'm going to train the dog and then they're going to be trained. Like, no, I'm going to be training my mind as
mm-hmm.
well.
Yep.
And thinking about things that I probably have never thought about before in my entire life.
Sure.
And putting time and energy into someone or something.
Being responsible for them,
depending on
yeah.
how you look at an animal.
Mm-hmm.
Other than myself. And that's not really something I've ever had to... It's not something that I, like, didn't do just because I didn't want to. It's just something I've never... been faced to
sure
handle on my own.
Typically when you're younger, you don't, right? It's you know, responsibility, and more of this responsibility comes with age. So it makes sense, and it kind of it ties into, not only, Breeze, is this going to be dog mom training for you, this is just going to be straight up mom training for you.
Yeah. And like, hold the text, hold the everything. Like, I know people get a little triggered when
yeah.
You compare animals with, you know, human babies, and
of course
all the moms out there are like, oh, it's not comparable. Or maybe some moms are like,
well,
it is comparable.
It shouldn't be a straight up comparison. If you're trying to make the argument that being a dog mom and just being a mom is the exact same thing, no, you are wrong. However,
I think it's training.
There's parallels.
Yeah.
And think of it this way. Let's say that being a parent is hopping on that, like, rocket motorcycle, right? That's the level that is. Being a dog mom, it's hopping on your Huffy, right?
Sure.
It's not the same, but it's similar.
They both have two wheels.
And it's,
they both are going to take you places.
And I can speak from the experience now that I'm a dad, that yes, absolutely. Being a pet owner first, I think, is a great source of not only just learning, but also practice, right?
Because, well, it teaches you responsibility.
Yes, you're caring for something other than you. And that's the biggest thing, because that could be difficult for some people,
mm-hmm.
Especially right off the bat when you're not used to it. So I'm curious this morning. I wanted to bring this up because I feel like the stereotype out there, Breeze, is that most parents react to any kind of comparison between being a pet owner and being a mom or a dad. They scoff at it, like you just said.
It's a negative thing.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the case, though.
And I don't think it should be.
Yeah. No.
Because my biggest thing about it is people remind me daily on the show, like, you're not a parent. And, like, that's fair. Like, I'm totally not. Yeah. And I will never know what it's like to endure everything that you endure on a daily basis until hopefully, like, 10 years from now when I decide to have kids of my own. Pray, you know, hope
don't,
to
don't,
God.
Piece of advice, don't put a number on it. It'll happen when it happens. But
within the next 10 years, hopefully.
Sure, okay, yeah. Don't put too much pressure on yourself.
I want to make sure that, because I feel like when I bring it up or when people snuff me or whatever, yeah, they're not really open to educating or explaining. They're just, yeah, like, well, you're not a parent, so you wouldn't understand.
Well,
it's like,
hang on. We've got a parent on the phone right now. 222-9800. We've got our dear friend, Joe the Cable Guy. Joe, what do you think? Would you say that it's a fair statement that being a pet owner first and then becoming a parent, there's parallel certainly there? I know you have a young son like I do.
I can agree with that because, okay, so not to say my son's a dog by any means, but...
Okay.
Not yet, Joe.
Wow. Okay.
Put it this way. The people, we'll just say people. People in your life tend to mirror the mood that you give off,
yep,
right?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, when it comes to dogs in the home, yes, you assert your dominance. But if you're a chill person and you just kind of let things go, that dog's going to be a chill dog for the, yep, most part. You know, they reflect. You know, even with my son, for example, we really don't freak out about much. I'm just a weirdo. My wife loves it and hates it. And he's a chill baby. He smiles at everybody. He doesn't fuss at all. Like, he's like the perfect baby to me because, I don't know, we're a pretty calm environment.
Yeah.
So by extension, he's a calm baby.
I can relate to
that. If you set the mood of the environment, you can create a foundation for training.
Yep. They feed off you. Like, and so, as a parent too, like, if you're in a situation where you're feeling incredibly stressed, like, I'm sure you've been there before, it happens to all of us. Like, your baby picks up on that, and then they're more stressed.
Your fangs
are
coming in.
Yeah,
so, exactly. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I will say the biggest difference, I mean, again, not a parent, people remind me literally every day, which is also a really big qualm for me, is, like, I'm a work in progress. I talk about it daily on the show. That's my biggest tag and my biggest tell of me as an individual. And... Oh. When people hear, you know, maybe a comparison or maybe me commenting on things that they feel as if I shouldn't be commenting on because I am, in fact, not a parent, they will just use the line, well, you're not a parent, so you don't know. And the biggest thing that is bothersome to me is, like, you are so right, and I will totally, that's valid, like 100%, but you are just so quick. And a lot of parents do this, and I don't even know if they realize it. Mm. They're just so quick to shut it down and be like, well, you're not a parent, so you don't know. It's like, I understand that, but, like, why don't you enlighten me? Why don't you educate me? Yeah. I know it will never be the same until I'm in that situation,
totally,
but something to be expected.
Let me apologize, just in case I've ever offended you, because I have said that. However,
it's not offensive.
I never mean it in a serious way, you know, because I'm always, you know, keep it light. So if I say it's a joke.
It's not offensive. It's just, if you want to connect with someone and educate someone, I don't think using words like, well, you're not a parent, so you don't know, to shut it down is really doing anyone any favors, be honest.
You know, the biggest piece of advice for your dogs, Breeze, and you're probably going to hate this, is dogs can't be on the furniture.
Oh.
I would love that.
I say that because it puts them on an even playing field with you.
Oh.
And now the dominance is being challenged.
Got
because
it.
If you can be there and they can be there, now this is their perch. Now it's their territory.
Yeah.
Right.
So you always have to put them into check. They can't be on the furniture.
Joe,
a small example.
Should I also do that with my son? I don't want him to assert dominance over me. Obviously, that would be terrible.
I don't know. He might get mad and start walking on his knees again.
Yes, I know. That's true. That's a good point. All right, Joe. Much appreciated, sir.
Thanks, Joe. Glad we're friends on Facebook now.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
See ya. Bye.
See ya.
I love this text on the Club VXY Safe text line at 585-222-9800. As far as comparing pets and children, this texter, my dog is way more high maintenance than my kids. All right.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. Sounds good.
Sometimes it can be harder, I guess.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.